about the shortages that are coming, the videos that I played on Monday of the World Economic Forum repeating over and over and over again about how their plan with the vaccine failed, so now they have to utilize water to try to get the control that they so desire, that water is this perfect element to withhold from people to make you do certain things. There's all of this discussion right now about the preciousness of water and the way that it's being sucked up on purpose and destroyed. I mean, I've got, it's like a 10-minute video, but we can at least start with it, like start to watch it. The video about the Hoover Dam being totally dry, basically, and this is happening across the country. And at the same time, you happen to find primed explosives on a dam in Mobile, Alabama. What I would do, I know, you know, this might not be the top priority. I would be inspecting every single dam in America right now, and I would be treating this like a major situation. And I assume they are. I assume people at the FBI are taking it seriously, but are they? I don't know. Seemed like that news report. It was like, yeah, we're going to see if it was like put there on purpose or not. It's like, how about we have every hand on deck? We're going over every single security camera within 100 miles to figure out where the hell this thing came from and who planted it there, so we can find and arrest them and see if they've done it anywhere else. Because we just happened to stumble upon this. So find out who put it there and then search every single dam in America to find out if this was some lone wolf terrorist targeting the critical infrastructure, or perhaps a nationwide attack to come where all of these things are being primed and set up and will all go off at once. I mean, that's crazy. That is crazy that this is just like, yeah, they found an IED on the dam that holds back Mobile, Alabama's drinking water. So, you know, well, they're checking it out. All right. Yeah, you should check that out. Here's what's happening with the Hoover Dam. Let's watch.
Hoover Dam is now the deadliest water failure in recorded history of the American continent. Hoover Dam has gone dark for the first time in 90 years. Lake Mead has dropped to 953 feet, 3 feet above the elevation where the turbines physically die. Las Vegas has banned outdoor irrigation and drained the fountains on the Strip. Arizona has cut farm water allocations to 9% of normal. 40 million Americans across 7 states get their drinking water from one river, and that river is barely there. The Bureau of Reclamation used a word in writing that no federal agency uses without lawyers in the room: Deadpool. But here is the detail that tells the real story. The water managers who pulled the kill switch on Hoover Dam on April 9th did not call it an emergency. They called it a foundational system failure. The bathtub ring on Lake Mead is now visible from satellites, 10 stories of missing water carved into the canyon walls.
So again, we can take it down now. And is this everywhere? Is there anywhere in America where the lakes are at full capacity? I know the lakes in Austin have been at like 15% capacity for the last like 10 years. And yet we are still building out suburbs by like 10,000, 20,000 houses a year, adding more strain on the already seemingly massively diminished aquifers. Do you think weather manipulation has anything to do with this? Do you think it could perhaps be because of the, you know, rainmaking corporations, the things they're spraying in the air? Of course, the effects of this are incredible, but water and the lack of water and water scarcity in the way that for 20 years, I mean, you know, the first time I remember hearing about this, it must have been in the early 2000s when it was Nestle saying water is not a human right, right? That was kind of a wake up call for me going, excuse me, water is not a human right. The stuff that falls from the sky, that belongs to you, does it? That's crazy. Lake Mead could drop another 20 feet over the next 12 months. That was in April of this year. I have the feeling that this is a manufactured crisis, actually. I have the feeling that this is the inevitable consequence of all of the policy decisions being made by people who want this to happen. I know I'm a crazy conspiracy theorist, but seems like if you didn't want this to happen, you wouldn't do all of the things that make it happen. But they keep doing all of those things. So that leads me to one conclusion. This is probably on purpose and in line with what the World Economic Forum wants to use water for, which is control everything and you, or to power the data centers, cool the data centers that will be used to control you. So it's just why is it like this? Why are we letting this happen? I don't understand. I mean, I do understand. I mean, I think I just explained it to you. It's because we're run by a death cult that despises us and feels like they can get away with it. But really, you know, the water itself and the way it's being drained and the way it's being, you know, put aside for the data centers or the almond growers or who, you know, whoever else, is a problem in and of itself, but it's also like a symptom of all of these other problems, right? It's the overpopulation. It's the immigration with 120 or however many million people here in America that aren't really accounted for in our planning and aren't really supposed to be here and yet require just as much resources as, you know, the citizens that are here, overloading our resources tremendously on top of the thousands and thousands of data centers, on top of the thousands and thousands of data centers that we're building on top of those. It's a little bit absurd, I think, that this is going on so unabated, especially when it is this combination of the weather manipulation. Like, obviously, you can't just create rain out of thin air. If you are seemingly creating rain out of thin air, what you're actually doing is bringing moisture from somewhere else and creating clouds and having it rain there. This country's largest reservoirs running low, signaling a dire water situation. Lake Mead, a historic water level low, but it's really only one example of a much bigger problem this year, extreme drought. Oh, well, this is your fault for driving a car, right? Right? I mean, it's not the industries draining all of this water by the millions upon millions of gallons. I mean, how many times have we covered all of these stories? The almond growing lobby in California getting all of this excess water. The fact that California for a while was, I assume they're still doing it, there were like tens of thousands of gallons of fresh water that they were just spilling into the ocean because of some weird, you know, ecology thing. The Delta smelt. That's right. The Delta smelt. The fish. We have to save the fish by letting all of our fresh water into the ocean. Amazing. Great job, California. You did it. And with all of this ecological disaster, all of this environmental catastrophe going on around us. And this is, for me, like primarily the reason that I've been enraged at the entire concept of climate change this entire time, because none of this is caused by climate change. None of this is a consequence of an uptick of the global temperature by 0.001 because of the carbon output. It's you're draining the aquifers. That's the problem. You're spilling fresh water by tens of thousands of gallons a day into the ocean. That's the problem. But all environmental concern, all of it has been subsumed, has been consumed, has been buried under the climate change agenda. So none of this stuff is getting any attention. And where ecology or the environment does get attention, it's abused and misused and misappropriated, like the Delta smelt. Oh, you're an environmentalist? You want to save this fish? Well, I'd like to save that fish. Great. We're going to spill all of your fresh water into the ocean. We love the environment. Completely insane. And we'll get more into it on the other side, because it's like every day the climate change agenda is downing entire forests. You explain it. I don't understand.
I'm so excited about the Alex Jones Network. I'm so excited to expand it. The bad guys are in trouble. Hell, we might even get InfoWars back. But who knows? But I couldn't have stood against this tyranny and fought them without your support. But a lot of people, not the majority, but 20-30%, believe the propaganda of the national news that we're off the air. And friends, family, neighbors, people at the gas station, Alex, I'm so sorry you're off the air. I'm so sorry, you know, the Onion runs your company. They didn't get it a year and a half ago with the fake auction. They didn't get it this time. They're blocked in court. They're in a lot of trouble, okay? We're winning. But I need funds for the defense and the offense and for the network and for everything we're doing. And I need your word of mouth to tell your email list, your text message list, your neighbors, your friends, your family. Hey, Alex Jones is verboten forbidden info. He knows what he's talking about.
Alex Jones called this years ago. Years ago.
Here is the URL, alexjoneslive.com. He's on weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Harrison Smith after that. We're going to bring more shows on. But we need your support, your word of mouth, your prayer. You